Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Fayetteville High School in the gymnasium here on the backside of campus. I'm Jacob Bassett. I'll have the play-by-play duties tonight alongside a man who around these parts needs no introduction. Well, I'm going to introduce him anyways. That's Coach John Limbaugh. How you doing, Coach?
Jacob, doing great. It's great to be here. It's going to be a fun afternoon. Watch a little basketball before we get to watch a playoff football game. It's a great day for sports.
Well, you know, Notre Dame, you know, is my second favorite team. We talk about it every time during the coach's show. And glad I get to go home and watch it. This was a last-minute change, you know, due to the weather coming in tomorrow. And the girls' game got canceled today, so that pushed us back to 4 o'clock. But I don't think anybody's complaining. We all get to go home and get something good to eat and enjoy our evening.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great day for these boys. I'm excited about them playing Victor Christian today. And we got such a good group of athletes. Love these guys to death. And to see them come out and compete. And I believe we're going to have a great game today.
Yeah, and a great group of kids. You know, I get to talk to them before the game. And, you know, that starts on the football field, on the basketball court. You know, good coaches on both sides and, you know, a well-disciplined group. And we're going to have to be disciplined today. We were looking at Victory Christian to our left earlier, watching them warm up, and they got some pretty decent-sized boys on that team.
Oh, they really do. They look good, got some size. I think you said a while ago their football team out here. So, they got some really good ball players, and this new coach is working with them very well, you know, Coach Nathan Bradley. And I believe Coach Bradley played some basketball for the Birmingham Pro Team. He played with
the
those
squadron.
Guys. Yeah, squadron. He played a little ball with them, and so he brings a wealth of experience to the court. And this is his first year at Victory Christian, but I'm sure that he'll be there for many years to come.
Yeah, and on our side we have Coach Matt Moore. I believe this is his second. It's his second year, right?
Well, you know, you got me thinking. I believe it's his third.
It might be his third.
I believe it's his third, absolutely.
Well, anyways, we're seeing improvement with them as every game goes along. We're a young team. You know, you're looking at Victory Christian with six seniors on their team compared to R1 and John Brady Buttram. And, right. You know, he's the leader on the court. I'm glad to have him back. You know, he didn't play the last game against Mudford due to an injury. But, you know, he's a critical part of the Fayetteville offense.
Well, he's the second leading scorer on the team. He's very athletic and blocks a lot of shots. And when he's not there, it shows. They went somewhere for Christmas and he missed the game, and it really shows when he's not on the court. But I love John Brady Buttram. I wish we had, you know, four or five more just like him.
Yeah, and you look at Carter Goins on the bench. You know, he stuck out to me during the Mumford game, coming off the bench and scoring at will just about. And looking at Aiden Blair, and really, I believe the leader on the court is Landon Thomas.
Well, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. He's the leading scorer on the team. You know, I know Coach Moore has a lot of confidence in him. He's a leading rebounder. He's a team captain. And as far as consistency, he can really shoot the basketball and hit it from just about anywhere. He can shoot the three like he can right under the basket.
Yeah, you know, Landon is the coach of the Bulls team for our little Pee Wee group that starts next week. He's Kenley's coach. Kenley really enjoys him. And,
sure,
you know,
will.
When you have the kids looking up to you, even though you're still in school, you know you're doing something right.
Well, what a great example that he is to these young kids in this community, and you know, someone that does the right things, a young man of faith and hard work on the court. So I'm really appreciative of all that he brings to the table, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, he's also the leader on the offensive line for your football team, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got you know, you just mentioned Carter a minute ago, and Coach Collier and I were talking today at PE, and we got to spend a little time together here in the gym today, and we were talking about kids that overall can play anything for us, and of course, Carter's right in there. He's a great baseball player. And really, this year carried us in football in a lot of respects. When our quarterback got hurt, he stepped right in there and played quarterback so well. And basketball, like you mentioned a while ago, him coming off the bench and scoring points like that couldn't be stopped. So he's quite an athlete for this school. We love Carter Goins.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to have to rely on today is our bench. You know, we have a good starting five. Coach Moore puts the best five out there. But you have a good group behind them if you can get them to score. And keep Brody Ursary out of foul trouble. That's one thing, you know. He'll come out. He came off the bench one night, and I think in the first minute and a half he played, he had three fouls.
Well, yeah, and, you know, his defense has gotten a lot better. But we got to keep him out of foul trouble. You're exactly right. But he goes hard. He gets after it, and that's why he gets in foul trouble. I'd rather see that than somebody else lets the physical. He gets after it, you know.
And looking at Brendan Marlin, Brendan Marlin's done a good job for this team too. You know, he came out as receiver for the football team and was a critical part of the offense on the football field as well as the basketball court.
Well, Brendan got all county, and he deserved that. He came out of his shell last year. He flipped the light switch, and he came on and started doing a lot of really good things for us. And he is a really, really hard worker. And, you know, if he's on, he'll hit from anywhere on the court. If he's hot, he'll hit from anywhere on the court. So I really appreciate Brendan, and he's a good player for us. You're right.
Was there anybody else that sticks out to you that we may not have mentioned yet?
Well, I mean, if you look at the, you know, I think one person that really is coming on is our freshman on the team. You watch when Jet Liner goes in. He's got flashes of being really, really good. And I think we need to keep our eyes on Jet Liner. He's got that name Jet for a reason. I think he's very quick.
Oh, yeah.
He's mobile. He's fast. And he's quite a good player. So keep our eyes on him.
Well, you know, he was one of those names that came out during football season too. You know, he was a good part of the offense and called his name a lot on the football field.
Yeah, he was my Cody Pate during scout team because during scout team he just took a lot of punishment and so forth like that, like you do on scout team. But he'd be the running back or receiver, whatever we needed on scout team to get us ready for the game. And he really took it well and played hard, and he did a good job for us.
Well, looking on the other side, two names that sticks out to us is or sticks out to me is Shepard Sargent. You know, he's a great athlete. Seen him on the football field. You know, we had a 2-year break where we didn't play him, but before that we were calling his name as a freshman and all that. And Sadler Savoy, he's a pretty good athlete too. So a lot of athletes wearing blue and black today with the Detroit Lions logo on the shorts. And I believe this is going to be a good game today, Coach.
Well, Coach Bradley said that of that Savoy kid, said he's the Alex Crusoe of the team. So
he knows that from
CSI Miami. But anyway, he does all the dirty work on the team, gets after it. So we got to keep our eyes on him. And the other one you mentioned, I believe you mentioned the Shepherd Sergeant. Coach defines him as the floor general.
Yeah.
You know, he's their floor general. So those are two that absolutely keep your eyes on.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Matt Griffith is a mutual friend of ours. You know, I grew up with him going to Mignon Baptist way back in the day when he was at Sylacauga. And, you know, the improvements that he made on the football field and the attitude these guys had on the field and came in with a great attitude today. Good things are happening there, but, you know, you've coached your boys up great. They have great attitudes too. So hopefully a clean matchup tonight.
Oh, it will be. It's going to be a great basketball game. It's a great atmosphere. Going to be a great game tonight. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Me too. Well, we're about a minute and 50 seconds away from tip-off. We're going to take a break, get a sip of water. Coach Limbaugh is going to get a sip of coffee. We'll be right back.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Orthopedics is here. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes back orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Troppiano. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Troppiano treats most types of orthopedic injuries. Dr. Troppiano is temporarily located at 120 South Anniston Avenue, across from the hospital. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196 for Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome to the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter here on the campus of Fayetteville High School. In the gym is the homestanding Fayetteville Wolves. Will take on the Victory Christian Lions. We're about 10 seconds away from lining this thing up and ready for tip-off. A great group of officials today. I know them all three of them, so you know it's going to be a good officiating match, and Tim Smith will be our head official today.
Yeah, that's a good group right there. I love Quill, and he does a great job, and Quill Kirkland, and we'll have a good group today. Those guys have done this for a time or two.
Yeah, I've known Quail for a long time, too, back in my Bluebell days. I believe he's still there, but, you know, he came over here last year and did some Pee Wee games. And looking forward to it as Fayetteville will go to our left. The Lions will go to the right. As John Brady Buttram will stand in across from Caleb Wilson. The starting five on the floor, Aiden Blair, Landon Thomas, Ross. Not Ross Thomas. I almost said Ross Thomas.
Yeah, it's okay.
Carter Goins and Connor Crumpton. As Fayetteville controls the tip with Goins, he'll dish it out to Blair. Blair from 3 points, a little off. Rebound brought in by Sadler Savoy. Austin Lett will dish it to Peyton Scott.
Good rebound missed there.
Crumpton will bring it up the floor. Sets his offense, dishes it to Buttram. Buttram to Blair. Blair to Thomas. Thomas to Crumpton. Trying to keep control of the basketball as Carter Goins dishes it to Aiden Blair. Turnover brought up the court by Austin Lett. He's going to take it all the way, try to get a shot, and he connects.
Good turnaround jumper right there.
Crumpton will pass it to Carter Goins, going the other way. Aiden Blair to Thomas. Misses the three.
Good rebound.
John Brady's layup didn't connect as the Lions will take it the other way. Shepard Sargent to Austin Lett. Misses a three. Thomas will get the rebound and hand it to Connor Crumpton. Crumpton to Blair. Blair to Thomas.
Good ball movement there.
To Connor Crumpton, and he'll put it in for two. As Sargent brings it up the court. Sergeant to Lett, back to Sergeant. Sergeant again. Trying to find the open man. It's Lett again from three and connects.
We got to get a hand in Lett's face there, Jacob.
He's a sharp shooter.
Absolutely.
This is Carter Goins to bring it up the floor. Misses the layup, brought down by Savoy. Ball back in Lett's hand again. Dishes it. That was Peyton Scott for two.
Jacob seems to be having a hard time to find the basket right now.
John Brady misses a three there. Gets the rebound back to Crumpton. to go to Blair. Trying to work the ball inside, but the Lions have a pretty good inside defense there. Thomas will put it up for three, and he connects.
Good shot, good shot.
That'll cut the lead to two as the Lions lead 7-5. Ball to Lett. Tipped by Aiden Blair to go out of bounds. It'll be Lions ball.
We got Jetliner and Brendan Marlin going in for us, and maybe they'll give us a spark we need here.
Yeah, Crumpton and Goins will check out. And Marlin's one you want on the floor. He's a pretty decent three-point shooter as Liner takes it up, gives it to Marlin, and nothing but ball there on the block. Fayetteville keeps it. Blair at the top to Marlin. Marlin's going to set the offense up here. And Lett picks John Brady's pocket there. And Bentley Cable throws it out of bounds looking for a pass that wasn't there.
We needed that turnover, too. That's a good deal right there. Something to get a half-court press going.
Just Marlin will inbound it to Blair. Back to Marlin. Miscommunication there as Lett brings it back up the floor. To Wilson. Wilson puts it up, misses it. Fight for the rebound will go to the Lions out of bounds. As Brody Ursary checks in for John Brady. Cable to Sergeant. Sergeant back to Cable. Cable for three. Misses. Rebound by Ursary.
Nice rebound. By
needed that rebound.
Absolutely.
As Marlin will bring it up the floor. To Liner. Liner's going to try to take it inside. A fight for the ball. The Lions will win the fight. As Sergeant brings it up. Brendan Marlin with the steal. Ursary.
Oh. Tough turnover out there.
Here's Cable with the layup. Nine to five, 2.5 minutes to go in the first. Lett with the steal. He's going to try to put it up. Liner looked for the charge there. Wasn't there. No foul. As Lett puts it in again.
Jacob, we're a little careless with that basketball. We got to be careful about our passes. Got to limit these turnovers.
And I believe we're playing a little up tempo now. I think we need to slow it down a little bit. There's an inbound to Brendan Marlin. Marlin on the wing, directing traffic to Buttram. Buttram thought about a three.
Good,
and we have our first foul of the game. Charge it to the Lions. And that'll be Austin Lett. That'll be his first foul.
John Brady did a great job getting the ball to the basket then. He saw that open. He took it and drew that foul. We got to do more of that. We got to fight inside.
Connects the first. Misses the second, but a rebound by Carter Goins. Stole by Caleb Wilson. The Lions will have it going to the right. To Cable. T to Wilson. Believe we got a finger on it. So the ball out of bounds will go to the Lions.
No, before this inbounds here, Jacob, one thing Coach Moore says we really got to work at is getting to the rim and drawing those fouls. That's one thing John Brady did a minute ago.
Yes. So inbound to Sergeant. Over and back.
Back court.
His left foot hit on their side of the court, and his right foot hit the other. So they'll call that a over and back. Wolves basketball. Barlin directs traffic to Thomas. Thomas with a three. Nothing but net.
Awesome shot. Boy, can hit anywhere on the court, can he not?
And that'll cut the lead to two as Buttram tries for the steal off his fingertips and out of bounds. But, yes, we needed that three. Let will inbound it to Sergeant. Sergeant to Wilson. And Peyton Scott answers right back with a three. Carter Goins will bring it up to the floor. Pass to Crumpton. To Buttram. But then Marlin tried to save it and went out of bounds. And Sergeant will bring it up the floor to Lett.
Gonna watch that and hand it in his face. There we go. Good job.
A steal by Carter Goins. As Coach Moore tells him to slow it down a little bit. Marlin for three. Just the backboard. As Lett will bring it up, tries for a layup. And he'll bounce it off of Cable's leg. Did Carter Goins, and it'll be Wolves basketball.
Good job by Carter Goins to retain possession of that ball for us.
As Thomas tried for another three. Missed completely. It'll be Lions basketball.
Yes, he did.
And a travel. Took one too many steps there, Coach. Just a little over 6 seconds left to go in the first. It'll be Wolves basketball.
Be nice to get points right here right before the quarter ends.
Yes, get you a little something going to the second. As Marlin will try to keep it himself, he'll dish it to Buttram.
Good points.
Got it right there at the buzzer.
Good job. We needed that, Jacob.
Well, that'll be the end of the first quarter. Victory Christian has a 3-point lead up 14-11. We'll take a quick 30 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Recently, one of our station vehicles had a flat tire. I'm talking completely flat. Hey, guys, it's Michael Brannon here for Toyota of Sylacauga. I made one phone call, one, to Chris Kane, the general manager and owner at Toyota of Sylacauga. He got us fixed and ready to go in no time, into the service department and out with ease. They're going to take care of you like family for sure. Check them out now on their website at toyotaofsylacauga.com and see what they can do for you today. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
Welcome back to the Fayetteville High School Gymnasium, where the Victory Christian Lions have a 3-point lead, 14-11 over the Fayetteville Wolves, and the possession arrow was in favor of the Lions, so they'll get the ball to start the second. As Tally gets the inbound. Yeah. And another travel. That's their second one.
Absolutely good call there. He drug that foot.
As Liner will pass it to Crumpton, back to Liner. Ball out of bounds. Wolves will retain.
See if we score here on this inbound, Jacob.
Landon Smart right there, because his time was almost up to bounce it off the belly of Caleb McCurry. Here's the inbound to Buttram. offensive liner. Buttram puts it up.
See, we got inside again there, Jacob, drew that foul. They're doing a good job in their zone and keeping us out of that middle. They're doing a great job, but we got to work that ball inside more, and that's what we just did.
And that foul will be charged to Brady Hart, the senior, as Buttram misses the first. So two team fouls on the lines. And Buttram connects the second, cuts the lead to two. Here's the inbound to Tally. Tally puts it to the free throw line. That's Brady Hart. An attempt at a three by Caleb Wilson misses. Tally puts it up from the free throw line, misses. And he'll go to the line. Sadler Savoy will go to the line. I believe that foul would be charged to Braden Liner. That's his first and the first team foul for the Wolves.
As I noticed, that Big was very active inside in that paint.
And Savoy misses his first. When you got a team that size, you're going to be athletic.
Absolutely.
In the paint.
Absolutely.
Misses them both. Rebound to Buttram going the other way. To Crumpton, just wasn't high enough. As Lett will check in, as will Peyton Scott for the Lions on the dead ball.
Really a defensive game thus far, is it not?
It's a very defensive game. It's Peyton Scott. Trying to find something to do with the basketball. He'll pass it to Lett again. Tally with a missed three. Wolves basketball. Liner takes it inside, dishes it to Buttram, who puts a three up, misses the mark, rebound to the Lions. Caden Wilson. And here's a steal by Crumpton. Puts it up, misses the layup. Rebound the Lions.
Good hustle there by Carter.
As Carter with a steal takes it all the way, puts it up, gets the foul, oh, and one.
Job. Carter Goins playing both ends of the court there.
A chance to take the lead here for the Wolves. That'll be Tally, his first. Or they didn't give him the point.
They caught it on the floor. Taking the ball inbounds here.
Buttram with the ball at the wing. Gives it to Liner. He's going to take it inside. Puts it up. Misses it. That's the way we got to make, Coach. We got to make those layups.
We've been having a hard time finding the opening of that basket, have we not?
Ball to Lett. Lett with another three. He's automatic. As the Wolves, Marlin at the top of the key to Goins. To Thomas. Marlin with a three ball. Misses it. Bounced off the back of the rim. Buttram with the rebound. Puts it up. He misses it again. Goins.
Good
rebound. Puts it to Liner. Liner will put it up. Misses it. Got to make the second chance buckets there too, Coach.
Yeah, three good rebounds by the Wolves, but we just couldn't get it in there.
As Lett with another three. Once again, automatic. 17-12. 4:50 to go in the second. Goins will bring it up the court. He gives it to Marlin, who thought about a three, and he walked. Blair will check in, as will Liner for Buttram and Marlin.
Yeah, Jacob Bett-Led is he's no joke. He's a good ball player. He can really hit that three. He's hurting us bad.
Sergeant will inbound it to Scott. Sergeant to Savoy. Here's a three ball. That wasn't lit that time. That was Peyton Scott. That'll put the lead at 11 to Marlin. Marlin thought about answering it back with a three. Tries to take it inside to Thomas, who does put up a three. Misses. Here's a foul on Fayetteville. Braden Liner, his second. That one was on the floor, so they will inbound it. And Scott inbounds it to Sergeant. And Wilson tries to put it up. Rebound by Goins.
We really need to work that cutter in, don't we?
Yes. As Liner with the basketball tries to take it inside, dishes it out to Blair, puts up a three, bounces up and down, and misses. And then
good
Thomas
rebound
with the second chance bucket, and he connects.
Great job by Lynn and Thomas there.
The Sergeant will bring it up. Inside to Savoy. Savoy back to Sergeant. Good ball movement by the Lions, and Savoy puts it up, misses it. Landon Thomas with his first foul.
But you know, Jacob, we got to get physical with them. They're a good inside presence. So we got to get physical with them. We got to fight for those rebounds. That's a good foul right there by Landon. We don't want to give up that easy basket right under the go.
Savoy will make his first. Some substitutions for the Wolves as Goins will check out, Liner will check out, Buttram and Ursary on the floor.
A good job by Carter Goins in his time on the court.
Savoy connects on the second. The lead is 11, 25-14, 3 minutes 15 to go in the second. Ball comes towards us there, Coach.
You got to catch it, Jake.
I kicked it. As Sergeant will get ready to inbound. Inbounds it to Peyton Scott. Scott at the top from the volleyball line misses. Rebound by Blair going the other way.
Him shooting that far away, he's feeling it, is he not?
I believe the kids in PE call that the NBA three-point line.
That's it.
As Blair passes to Ursary. Ursary at the wing. To Blair.
Hey, motion.
Here's Thomas. Thought about a three. To Buttram. Stole by Lett. As Wilson passes to Sergeant. To Savoy on the inside. Savoy didn't have a play there. Peyton Scott, well, there misses everything on that one.
And so that's because we had a defender come over. Jet Liner came over and got a hand in his face on that one. And that's what we got to do more of, get that hand in their face and don't give them a clean look.
As Marlin will check in for Liner. Ball to Buttram. Knocked out of bounds by Shepherd Sargent. Marlin at the top, around to Thomas. Off of Savoy's shin to Marlin. To Buttram. to Ursary. He's going to fight for the inside, and there is a foul.
Yeah, it's because he took it inside. We got to fight to get that ball to the inside.
Didn't see who that foul was on. As Thomas gets the inbound, tries to put it up to Ursary. Gets the rebound. There is a jump ball. It's going to stay with us. The inbound to Marlon, who puts up a three with two defenders on his face. Rebound by Savoy. As Lent brings it up the court. Lent, again, there is a foul. I think everybody in the gym heard that one. That would be Ursary's first 14 foul for the Wolves as Lent connected on the basket and will get the and one opportunity.
That was unfortunate on that foul. They looked a little out of control to me. And we just got to get better positioned and block out for those rebounds.
And Lent converts. 28-14, a minute and a half to go in the first half. As Goins brings it up to court to Aiden Blair. Buttram puts it up. Missed it. Almost got the second chance. The Lions ball. And a foul on Goins.
You know, Jacob, it's really good to see Aiden Blair out there. He's coming back from that knee injury he got in football, and
yeah,
he's about to almost about 100%. He's looking good out there, hustling, and knee doesn't seem to be bothering him at all.
And that foul was on Sargent. He'll be shooting two here. But yeah, you just talking about Blair's injury, but look who else was injured. You know, we talked about Carter going stepping in for Cantrell,
right,
as Sargent gets the first. You know, it was a by committee kind of season for the football team this year.
It was definitely next up. That's exactly right.
And Sargent puts it up. Lane violation. Sargent did connect, but due to the lane violation, it'll be Wolves basketball. The violation will go on Sadler Savoy. Took an early jump there. False start
right,
in football.
Yeah. That's right.
As Marlon brings it up the court. The Lions want to press. Marlon to Goins. Goins couldn't handle the ball. We'll go back to the Lions. Crumpton checks in for Goins. Sargent at the top. To Lett. No, that's not Lett. That was Peyton Scott.
Yeah.
No, that was Lett.
That was Lett. I'd love to see Connor Crumpton get to going, Jacob. He's a good offensive player. If he gets to going, he can really do some nice things for us.
As Marlon does have the basketball, looking for a shot. It's not there. Thomas. To Buttram with the rebound. Buttram converts.
That was a good rebound.
Cuts the lead in half. Marlon with the steal, and he converts.
They're going to hold this last shot here.
And there's the shot there by Caleb Wilson. There is a foul. On Savoy.
Well, you know, Jacob, you don't like to see a foul with 4.1 seconds left in the half, but he stopped an easy two-point basket. He would have made that. So we'll see what he does here at the line.
And that foul will be charged to Connor Crumpton as Savoy misses the first. As Liner checks in for Buttram. Savoy off the back of the rim and in converts the second.
4 seconds left. Let's see if we can get a shot off here.
Marlin. Oh, just a little to the left there. We've reached the end of the first half. The Lions break away in the second, 33-18. We'll step away for a few commercials and get us a little break in and talk about the first half and what we need to do in the second to try to come back and win this early game against the Lions. We'll be right back.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, prime supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Fayetteville High School Athletics.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back. We're at halftime here at Fayetteville High School, where the Victory Christian Lions lead the Fayetteville Wolves 33-18, and a very quick first half of basketball, a very physical. When the ball got inside, if you know, the Lions hardly got the ball inside, coaches. Austin Lett was just automatic from three-point land. He leads the game with 16 points. And, you know, Landon Thomas converted two of his own. He leads the Wolves with eight. And, Coach, what are some things in the first half that kind of stuck out to you?
Well, the Bridge of Christian Lions are really active on the defensive side and in the lane. When they're in the paint, they're doing everything they can to stop us. We only got it inside two or three times, and that makes the basketball game tough when you're not hitting from the outside. I know Landon had a three-pointer, a couple of them from the outside, but, you know, I think Sonny Smith said we can't throw it in the ocean right now. So if you're not hitting from the outside, you've got to figure out a way to get that ball inside, and that's what we got to do a better job, get the ball inside and find the glass and see what happens.
Yeah, and Sonny Smith always said on the radio, you got to play defense without fouling, and there in the last – 3 minutes of the first half, I believe we got three, maybe four fouls to end the half, and you've really got to cut that. Braden Liner leads the Wolves in that category with two of his own. You know, Connor Crumpton, Landon Thomas, Brody Ursher, and Carter Goins each have one apiece. So nobody in the game, yeah, really on both sides in foul trouble.
Well, that's good. We don't need anybody out of the game right now. We need all we can get working it. But, you know, you mentioned it a while ago, Jacob, this is such a young team. I'm so proud of Coach Moore and the job that he and Coach Thomas's assistant coach, Coach Seth Thomas, came on with us this year. And they're both working very hard, doing a great job with this basketball team. They are young, only one senior on the team. And the future is so bright for this team, but I'm very proud of the effort they're giving and the work ethic that these players and these coaches have, and it's good to see.
Yeah, and, you know, we're down right now, Coach, but I don't think we're completely out of it yet. Like you said, a great group of kids over here coming out of the locker room. And, you know, Jet Liner really came off the bench and made a difference on the court on the defensive and offensive side of the ball, moving the ball around, trying to find somebody with an open shot, and got his hand on a couple of them on the defensive side.
Well, he's a spark plug, to say the least. Kid's a great little player, and he really works so hard. It's gratifying to see a freshman like that out there working hard and getting playing time. And he'll help you when he hits the court, and he'll help you.
And we talked about Carter Goins. He was a difference maker on the court. He had two assists to go along with his points that he had. I don't have the book anymore. I gave it back to the table. But we'll have the complete rundown after the game of who everybody that scored. But there was a sequence in the game where we had three offensive rebounds and couldn't convert. Those right. are the ones you need to convert.
You get second chances, you got to take advantage of them. And we just got to get positioned on those rebounds and get those second chance opportunities when you're not shooting well. You know, Carter Goins, he leads our team in steals, and I forget how many had that first half, but he really gets after it. I just love Carter to death and what he brings to the floor. But, you know, never a situation too big for Carter Goins. And you're talking about this disparity in the score right now, but 33-18 is not too bad. I believe we can come back from this, and you saw how quick things turn for them. We just need that same turn our way.
Yeah, we're going to have to start the second half with a good run, and going to have to connect on the free throws. And I think I saw on the paper, Coach, that Carter had two steals in the first half, and you know, we need a little bit more defense out of him because he's doing a good job. And you know, Carter's a great kid. He was raised up good. I know his family, and you know, it's a great group of kids out here. And you know, they need a win today. You know, county tournament starts in 2 weeks, and so we'll play today, and I believe we'll have two next week at Verbena and Mumford. Then it's county tournament time. So you want to build some kind of momentum heading to the county tournament in Childersburg.
And that's why it's good to play a team like Victor Christian and get that momentum going. And like I said, before that county tournament, before air play picks back up again, this is a good time to do it. And to work on some things that you need to work on, and I believe that's what Coach Moore do this half. And hopefully we can come out here with a win as well.
And Victory Christian on the other side have some – they have some pretty good shooters. Peyton Scott is a good shooter, and without a doubt, Austin Lett is the guy on the lines that you want to get the ball to. So we need to throw a trap on him when he's wide open for threes and try to settle him down a little bit.
That's right. Well, that's one thing, you know, we hadn't really done yet. And hopefully we'll do that this half. Looking forward to seeing what we do defensively.
Getting ready to start the second half. The Lions up 33-18 as referee Tim Smith gets ready to blow the whistle. And we'll get this thing underway. There's the whistle and the inbound to Scott. Back to Sergeant. Sergeant at the top. Sergeant again gives the ball to Lett, and there's the trap I called for there.
Right,
Coach.
There was.
Back to him is Buttram in defense and misses his first three of the game.
Does good.
Austin Lett.
And another thing, got a hand in his face that time on the shot.
Yeah, great defense there by J.B. Buttram. So the ball went out of bounds. It'll go the Wolves' way to Goins. Goins to Buttram. To Aiden Blair. Over to Crumpton to Goins on the wing. Puts up a three ball. Connects.
Good shot.
They're going to call it a two. I believe he had a toe over the line there. So Savoy will give it to Scott. Scott.
Oh, he got that ball inside on the
side. Caleb Wilson who takes it inside. The lead is 15, 35-20. To Goins. Over to Thomas. Thomas all the way across the court to Blair. A little trap of their own to Buttram for three, and he connects.
How about that? Great ball movement by the Wolves there.
As the ball goes to Caleb Wilson, bounces three times and in. Crumpton brings it up the floor. To Buttram at the top. Buttram to Goins on the wing. Goins going to try to work it inside. Puts it up and in.
Good job. That was a great baseline move that Carter Goins just made right there. Take it to the basket.
As Scott tries to put up a three and misses. Rebound by the Wolves.
Carter Goins on that rebound. He's all over the floor. Jacob, he's doing a great job for us.
To Buttram, to Goins. Goins dishes it out to Blair on the wing. Blair to the inside. Tried to work it inside. Crumpton tries to put it up. Rebound by the Lions. As Wilson gets to Sergeant. Sergeant at the top. Tries to work it inside to Savoy. Off of a Wolves hand.
Good hustle by Buttram, Jacob, to get down there and get on that low block and knock that ball out of bounds.
Oh, man, a missed dunk opportunity. Wide open, Crumpton puts it up and in. Cuts the lead to 10, Coach.
Good. A little bit at a time. That's what it takes, a little bit at a time.
Peyton Scott missed the dunk opportunity on that last possession. Caleb Wilson to put that one in as the Lions will call a timeout, but we'll keep it here. Coach, just a few minutes into the third quarter here, what are some things you've noticed?
Well, I think their coach just called a timeout because he's seeing things starting to turn our way just a little bit. He wants to regain control because we're starting to our defense is coming alive, and we're moving down the floor with the basketball. That last shot by Crumpton, we got it down the court rather quickly, and he was able to put it in. So we moved the ball a little bit better this half, and hopefully we'll look for that cutter on our motion offense here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll need to convert those rebounds into points if we want to have a chance to walk away with this one. And there was a prime example of that on that last possession.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
As Goins will inbound it to Crumpton out of the timeout. To Marlin. Marlin being guarded by Scott there at the top. Gives it to Thomas. Off of the kneecap of Savoy, and it'll stay Wolves basketball.
For just a moment there, I thought he was going to take that three. I thought Landon was going to. Yeah. He wanted it right there. He can hit from anywhere on the court.
Inbound to Crumpton.
Yeah.
Comes in to bring it up to court to Buttram. Buttram tried to work it inside. Ball was tipped to Goins, to Crumpton. Thomas at the corner. To Goins. Goins to Crumpton. Crumpton tries to work it inside. Goins passes around to Buttram. To Marlin. Marlin tries to put up a three. Missed completely. Lions ball going the other way to Scott. He'll put it in for two.
We got to get back on those, Jacob. We got to get back and get back quickly.
I believe Marlin kind of stepped over the line there, so it'll be Lions basketball. You got to know where you're at on the court.
He must have his toe on the line, didn't realize it. Another turnover. That goes against what we're looking for.
To Scott. Puts it up. Nothing but a net on that one. 44-27, 3 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Buttram around to Thomas. Thomas thought about a three, didn't take it. To Marlin, trying to set the offense up. Around to Buttram, puts it up. Nothing going.
In and out. You just can't find the opening up basket.
The Lions tried to keep it from going out of bounds, and Thomas got it, couldn't keep control of it. Missed an opportunity there as the Lions will keep possession. Goins will check out for Liner. Sergeant to Litt. Once again.
Check about that Litt kid. He can shoot the eyes out of it. We've got to get on him.
Lett knocked it out of bounds, and it'll stay Wolves basketball. As Ursher checks in from there.
We got to get hot with the basketball quick here, Jacob, with a three-point lead for our opponents.
As Thomas will inbound it to Liner across the court. Liner tries to work it inside with the layup. Missed it. Rebound by Wilson. Scott again, just rimmed that dunk opportunity and missed it. Connor Crumpton with the rebound, and he'll carry it out of bounds.
Coach Moore calling for a timeout here to get us back under control. You know, just to see the effort by our kids, they're working hard here. But a lot of those shots aren't falling. People that's not watching the game wouldn't really realize that if a lot of these shots were falling for us, Jacob, this score wouldn't be what it is. But we're missing a lot of shots and missing second shot opportunities as well. And that hurts you. But the team's working hard. They're playing hard. Coach is coaching them up and coaching well. It's just when those shots aren't falling, it hurts.
Yeah, and somebody who's not having issues with his shots falling, that's Austin Litt. I told you we needed to – put a trap on him. We did that coming out of the locker room. We've kind of got away from that. But if you want to come back in this thing, you've got to go back to that trap.
Yeah, you do. That's now, you know, you saying that, you know, I know Victor, the kids are kids and they're high school kids and they're having fun. And I know he's wanting to slam dunk, but he's got such an easy opportunity to take a layup right there and take points for his team. It was just, you know, right there. And that's twice in this game they've gone for that dunk. I know they want it, but I like points as well.
Yes. The Sergeant takes it around, gives it back. To Scott, back to Sergeant at the top. Tries to work it in, ball batted back. Three-point chance by Scott there, misses it. Scott with his rebound. There is a foul. It's going to be on Landon Thomas. That'll be his second of the game.
That's okay. We're late in the third here. Two fouls on a guy that's worked as hard as he has the whole ball game. That's to be expected.
As Peyton checks out, Peyton Scott will check out, as will Caleb Wilson. No, sorry, that's Caden Wilson. Sergeant inbounds it. Tatley with a three-point try misses. Lyons with the rebound. Lett with the basketball. Goes up for a layup.
Block.
Misses. And Landon with the steal. Just took it right out of his hands.
Just took it right out of his hands. He blocked the shot and then got the steal.
Ball knocked out of bounds by the Lions. The Wolves will keep it.
Landon needs to keep those feet behind the line here.
Inbound to Crumpton.
Jet, rather.
As the Wolves go from left to right. Marlin with the three-point try misses. Rebound.
Good job. Three-point play there. Good job.
Thomas connects. Foul on Sergeant.
Whenever you get Landon Thomas involved, you're doing a good thing.
So he'll go to line to the line, try to shoot one more. That was Shepherd Sergeant, his second of the game. I believe that's what we need to do, Coach, is try to convert those.
Yeah, absolutely. Need to get this shot in here. See if we make this and get into a press here.
As Thomas misses. Rebound the Lions.
Get back.
Works it inside to Savoy. Savoy puts it up and in. Lead back to 20, 49-29, a minute and 50 seconds to go.
Victor Christian has a presence under that basket. They know where the ball is and where the basket is, and very, very active there.
As Liner will try to take it in himself. Misses a layup, but it's off the fingertip of the line. Wolves will keep, and Marlin will check out, and Goins will check back in, and Goins is one you really need on the floor right now.
It's good to see him out there. He's gone.
Here's the inbound to Crumpton. To Liner. Liner puts it up for three. Misses. Rebound Lions.
Carter getting after it. He really is
with the steal.
Tough little player right there.
Carter will steal it and send it to Crumpton, who gives it to Liner. Liner puts it up and in. Good ball movement there.
Okay. Carter Goins just has a nose for the basketball.
Lett with the basketball. Catches it, gives it to Wilson. Jump ball. And we'll go to the Wolves.
Good hustle there. I like to see a player getting on the floor and getting after it.
Let's go into inbound it to Liner. Thomas with the ball at the corner. Tries to work it inside to Crumpton. There is a foul, and it'll be Landon Thomas, his third. Now he's in foul trouble.
That's almost an incidental foul.
Yeah.
When they're both going after the ball like that, and it's kind of stepping into him.
As Thomas will check out for Ursary. Buttram checks back in. The Sergeant brings it up to court to Lett. Good defense by the Wolves as Buttram knocks it out.
After this period's over, you'll see Landon Thomas coming back in, and maybe we can get some clear looks. He needs to put that ball up three a little bit.
As Goins will knock it out of bounds on the inbound.
He just kind of knows for the basketball, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
He gets there. He's always there.
Sergeant inbounds it.
You just got
Savoy to Lett. Lett thought about a three. Glad he changed his mind on that. But
they're so good at getting that ball inside, Jacob. They're so good at getting that ball inside, and they take advantage of it each time.
The lead at 20, 19 seconds to go, 51-31. Wolves basketball to Goins to Blair, who puts it up. Misses off the rim. Good rebound by Liner. Puts
good
it
job.
Up and in.
That's that sparking advantage I was talking about we need out of him. Jets doing a.
The Sergeant with the ball as time expires. We end.
No, Brandon. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We come to the end of the third quarter, 51-33. Lions on top. We'll keep it here and get a few words from Coach Limbaugh.
You know, looking at Braden Liner when he came in right there, and one thing that, you know, Coach Moore loves about him, he provides that burst of energy. You saw it right there. We just got to sustain these things, and as a team, we got to be more consistent with the good things we're doing. We have flashes of brilliance, but we got to stay with it. We got to be more consistent with it.
And I think in this fourth quarter, we need to try to start drawing fouls and playing a little light in the paint. We need to go hard in the paint, Coach.
Absolutely. Well, that's where Landon Thomas has got to. He's got to show himself the person we know he is in the paint. And get that ball, take it to the hoop right there. We need him putting up a lot of shots here. And also, I think Carter Goins as well.
Yeah, and Carter. Yep. Carter's my early vote for player of the game so far.
We got to put the ball in his hands.
Yes. As the possession arrow points towards the Lions, they'll inbound it to start the fourth quarter. Sergeant. To Scott. Scott puts it up for three. Off the rim, rebound. Wolves going the other way. To Buttram. Oh, missed it. Borderline goaltend right there.
It's funny you said that. I was thinking the same thing on that. His hand was all in the top of that net.
And Sergeant carries it in the paint. Didn't see anything there. Now Lett has the ball. Good defense by Braden Liner. They're not giving him a chance to shoot. Now Lett has the ball again. Up and in, that's Scott.
They're a force inside. There's no doubt about it.
As Liner will try to go coast to coast with it. Puts it up off the backboard, off the rim and in.
That's what I was talking about, that energy that Liner just brings. And, you know, Braden's really done a great job for us right now.
To Wilson. Wilson will put it up and it'll sink.
Well, we say, Jacob, about that inside presence that they have, we got to get in there and stop that inside.
Liner brings it up. Directing traffic over to Thomas. Thomas inside to Buttram, who puts it up and in.
I was looking for Landon to take a shot there, but what a great pass by him. What a great assist on that. That was that cutter we're talking about.
Wilson from the free throw line up and in.
Nothing but net, huh?
Nothing but net. Liner will bring it up. He'll call the play. Gives it to Buttram back to the inside again. Up and in.
Good basket. Good basket.
It's the same play they ran the last time.
Right. Well, we're getting that cutter. We're getting that ball to him.
To Wilson. Wilson will give it to somebody new that hadn't played right.
Good block right there by J.B. Buttram. We got the ball coming down.
Buttram again.
Good rebound by Liner.
To Thomas, to Buttram. Over to Goins. Goins will put it up for three off the front of the rim. Sergeant will take it the other way. And he'll get the layup. The lead back to 20. Liner will bring it up to court. Top of the three-pointer to Goins.
We need to be going to that basket. Good job, Carter.
Goins, and yes. It'll be knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to be Lions basketball.
I think the ball just kind of got out of his hand there. He was making a good move to the basket. And
as Marlin and Crumpton checks in for Goins and Buttram. Sergeant to Wilson. Wilson with a three. Miss. Knocked out by the Wolves. Sergeant will inbound it to Brady Hart. Stole by Wilson to Sergeant. Sergeant works it in. Tries for a behind-the-back layup. Didn't make it. Rebound by Blair.
That Brady Hart's a big kid. He's got to be an offensive lineman.
Yes. Three by Marlin. No good. Wilson with the rebound. Marlon almost had a steal there.
Good hustle. They're getting there.
Stole by Crumpton. Crumpton with a layup is converted.
Good job.
All the way across the court to Lett. Puts it up. Misses his first three of the game, seems like.
You know, Jacob, one thing I like to say is the energy I see, you know, with us at 59-41 and 4 minutes left, you see us still working hard, playing with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. That's what I like to say out of this ball team.
Yeah, and, you know, don't let the score reflect how good we're playing right now. You know, we're getting to the basketball. It's just them getting inside is what we need to control. As Crumpton gets another steal. Well,
things look a lot better when shots fall, too.
Yes.
I mean, we're playing just as hard as they are, and we're working just as hard. And we've just turned some balls over and missed a few shots.
May need to look into getting some more rims.
maybe so.
As the ball will fall out. Intended for Thomas, but it'll go out of bounds. Lions basketball. But we're controlling them from the three-point line, so we're doing a better job in that aspect. Just we need to start controlling the inside. As Wilson will get the ball, he'll put it up off the bounce and in. Lead back to 20 for the Lions as Liner brings it up the court. To Thomas for three. Off. And Savoy will let it go out of bounds. It'll be Lions basketball.
Jacob, I see Mr. Pinson standing over there. I just like to say what a really great job he does for us. He's quite a principal. And Mr. Millar, we got some great people supporting our athletics here.
Yeah, I was glad to hear he was coming back this year as Lent misses a three. Wolves will get the rebound. Liner to Liner. Liner tries to work it out. He'll push it back out to Braden. To Crumpton, who thought about a three for a second. And he'll give it to Blair. Liner will take it inside. He'll put it up. And he was fouled.
Hard foul there.
A hard foul by Peyton Scott, his first of the game. So Liner will go to the stripe for two.
You know, think about Braden Liner there taking it and sliding into the wall. That's a football player right there. He's tough as a knot. That's one thing I love about Braden Liner, his toughness.
Yeah, he made a difference on the defensive side of the football this year. And I know he'll do great things as he sinks the first. But I know he's a senior next year, and, you know, he'll be playing with a lot of pride next year.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fun year.
As mass substitutions for the Wolves.
See Brody Erster coming back in there. Brody's one right there. I love to see great things coming out of him. He's changed so much and is getting so much better. And his defense has gotten a lot better. And I think Brody's starting to play with a little confidence in himself, you know. When you're the young guy on the team and you're new and so forth like that, it's hard to play with a lot of confidence. But he's starting to do just that.
And Liner connects on the second one. Lions will take it up. Bentley Cable knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lions, but yeah, you know, we were like the basketball team now. You know, we were a very young football team last year, and you know, we had a lot of people hurt, and those people are coming back, so I'm excited for football season next year.
Oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And you know, Coach Collier's done a great job in the weight room and starting a lot of new things this week, as a matter of fact. Good rebound by Carter. Good one's right there. Running to the floor.
To Buttram. They're going to say it was two. He misses. Rebound by Tally. So Lions try to put it up. Rebound by Goins. He puts it up. Misses the layup. Kind of rolled around the rim there and just didn't go in.
One thing we're doing with a new emphasis in our weight room and is keeping down on these injuries, doing a lot of a different approach to a lot of things. So we're doing all we can to keep these guys on the field.
As Tally will try to find somebody as he was trapped, he'll give it to Brady Hart. There is a foul. His heart will go to the stripe. That'll be Brody Ursary. That'll be his second of the game. Hart connects the first. His jetliner will check in for John Brady.
You know, one thing that's been emphasized by Coach Moore is not giving up any big scoring quarters. Like, take one quarter, and you play good for three, and you have one quarter where you just blow it defensively.
And you got to go back to the third quarter on that one, in my opinion.
Yeah, so it's something that he's working on, and we're going to get better at it.
The Lions will take it up the floor. That's Caleb McCurry. And they'll get him with the charge.
Great call. But I love the way that Braden Liner took that charge. He did a great job taking that charge, held his ground, and did a good job.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's, you know, that's kind of a fine line penalty. You know, you got to get the feet set right there. If not, it's a blocking foul on us. As Goins will get the ball around the Crumpton. Crumpton tries to work it inside to Ursary. Back to Crumpton. To Marlin trying to work it inside. Euro steps a little bit and misses a layup. To Liner. To Goins. Goins will try to work it inside to Crumpton. Crumpton will put it up and he'll miss it. And there is a foul, so he'll get two.
You know, Jacob, one thing I say with 108 left here, it scores 62-43. Great coach here by Coach Moore, because watch our kids still running their offense, still playing disciplined basketball. It's just that we're young and we're improving, and it's great to see that in us.
Crumpton will get two here and gets the first. Crumpton misses the second. Rebound by McCurry. Picked off by Liner. Gives it to Goins. Goins will lay it in.
Good job by Jet. See, I'm talking about still working. See, this kid's working. Oh,
a borderline travel there.
Well, we got
the steal. Basketball steal by Goins. Goins across court to Crumpton with three. Off the front of the rim, rebound by Goins. Little fight for the basketball there. To Liner. Liner puts it up for three. He connects.
Yeah.
30 seconds left to 62-49.
A little bit more of that earlier would have helped, wouldn't it?
Most definitely.
62-49, but here in the last 40 seconds, our kids have really come on and scored some baskets and looking real good.
The ball went out of bounds. The Wolves will get possession of it. Three ball by Marlin. Misses completely. Rebound by Liner. Liner tries to work it inside. Dishes it out to Crumpton. Crumpton with a three of his own off the front of the rim.
Looked like over a back right there.
Trying to play for the jump ball there, but we'll get the foul.
You know, the thing about with 1.6 left, though, but Jetliner not giving up on the play right there. Just not giving up on it. That's what I love to see.
Inbound, almost picked off by Ursary. A three-ball attempt by Caden Wilson will fall short, and that'll end the game with our final score, 62-49. The Lions on top of the Wolves. We'll step away for a couple of quick commercials. We'll give a little five-minute post-game, and we'll get home and we'll watch some football, Coach.
All right.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Michael Brandon here from Radio Alabama. You know, we do the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards every year, and consistently, Toyota of Sylacauga has won the best place to buy a new car for several years running, and also the best car salesperson with Alice Ricks. So there's a reason why that they are voted the best every year. Find out for yourself. Head over to Toyota of Sylacauga on Highway 280 and see what it's all about. And check out their inventory online anytime at toyotaofsylacauga.com. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Postgame Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Fayetteville Sports Network here from the Fayetteville High School Gymnasium. Coach, does this gym have an official name, or we just call it the Fayetteville Gym?
It's the Fayetteville Gym. Absolutely, it's the Fayetteville Gym. And it's a lot of great basketball is taking place right here in this gym. Absolutely. And I know we're going to see a lot of great basketball to come because Coach Moore is building a program here. He's building it from the ground up. And I think he's doing a great job. I'm really appreciative of everything he's doing and our kids' effort. You saw right to the final tick of the clock with 1.6 left. We were fighting for a ball. What I'm saying is our kids don't give up. They don't give up. They continue, and they work hard, and that's what I love about them.
Yeah, and you talk about the ones that don't give up. You really got to look at Carter Goins and Jet Liner there at the end, you know, coming alive on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, Coach, if it wasn't for Austin Lett, this game could have went the other way because he had 26 points.
He's a player. I'd like to say that's the way I used to play, but he's a lot better than I was.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to get the ball in the basket from beyond the arc, and that's what he did tonight. And that's the difference, Coach. And,
right.
You know, we tried to go to the trap. We got off of it, and then we went back to it towards the end of the game. And the last 5 minutes, he took three-point attempts and didn't convert on a single one. So there was a plus there. And
well, you know, our shooting consistency is one thing. We've got to be more consistent. We hit the ball in flashes. We shoot the ball in flashes, and we've got to be able to hit the shots throughout the game, not just in spurts.
Yeah.
And those things you mentioned earlier in the first half, the second chance opportunities wasn't falling for us. And when there's a lid on that basket, it makes for a tough game. And really only 62-49 here with us shooting as bad as I thought at times we did. We had a few shots, but at times we just missed some shots I thought we should have. With it's a closer ball game than you might would realize.
Yeah, and
the Lett kid, you're right.
Yes,
the Lett
yes.
kid. He's the difference maker in it. Absolutely.
And Sadler Savoy on the defensive side hauling in the rebounds and actually giving the ball to Lett for him to shoot those three pointers, but. I know the score was 62-49. I believe we can build off of this because it's a completely different-looking ball team than what we saw against Mumford before the break, right before Christmas. And I believe this is something we can build off of heading into next week.
I totally agree. And another hats off to Coach Moore and Coach Thomas and the work they're putting in. And the energy the team showed tonight is nothing but a great future ahead. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Got a question for you. Auburn and Alabama basketball, as great as they're both playing, how far do they go in the show? When the dance comes, how far do we go?
Well, you know, Nate Oates said that people are sleeping on Alabama right now. Well, if you're number five in the country, obviously not everybody's sleeping on you.
Right.
They're going to be a team that, you know, that with Mark Sears – shooting the way he does, they can make a deep run, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, maybe even another consecutive Final Four run.
Wouldn't that be something? Wow. Yeah.
But they don't have the best coach in college basketball, and they don't have the best player in college basketball. And Coach Bruce Pearl, the all-time winningest coach at Auburn now, and Janiah Broom is just on a different level than everybody.
He's on a rarefied level. It's unbelievable what he brings to each and every ball game. He's an incredible basketball player. And like I said, Bruce Pearl, hey, I love Coach Pearl. Everybody does. I mean, he's just a fantastic individual, and Coach Pearl just does a really, really, really great job. And it's just gratifying to see a coach that puts that much love into the game and the people, because he loves people.
Yeah.
And to see him having success, I would love to see him win a national championship. You know, some people in their career deserve it, and I think he's one of them. But, you know, that's big talk, Auburn national championship in basketball. I know that's a lot of big talk. We almost did it a while back. But I think this is a team that you can see both our teams in this state in the Sweet 16, if the bracket lines up like that. I think you can actually see that. But it's a fun year. It's going to be fun right here at the last to watch that.
Yeah, I believe the regular season SEC championship is 162 miles apart. Somewhere in there, there's a SEC champion. Let's hope it's our Auburn Tigers. But Alabama has a really good shot. You know, it looked like Tennessee was going to be that team. And, you know, Florida went into their game against them and just dismantled them. Kentucky got beat by Georgia on the road. So anything can happen. It's
anything
like
happen, SEC. It's crazy, is it not, to see this many good teams. And you used to do the ACC. You used to seeing this. And, you know, you got your people, your Kentuckys and your Dukes and you know, your North Carolinas and those teams that always do it. But now in the SEC, all these teams just stepping up at once, playing such great basketball. And truly, it's just like football. Like you said, you get on the road, you better watch yourself, because anybody can beat you at any time.
Well, let's jump over to the gridiron. You know, two really big games. One tonight, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. If Auburn don't make it to the playoffs, I'm going to cheer for Notre Dame. I've been a Notre Dame fan for a long time as my second favorite team behind Auburn. I say they get it done against James Franklin and Penn State tonight.
So touchdown Jesus, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I think they can absolutely get it done. And it'd be fun to watch Notre Dame and Ohio State play that last one, because I just don't know if Texas can do it against Ohio State's playing really, really good football right now. They really are. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Texas beat them. But it seems that Ohio State can score a lot of points, and their defense is playing lights out right now. But so we're just going to wait and see. But to me right now, if you're telling me to pick them, I would have to say Ohio State, Notre Dame for the final.
Yeah, and, you know, Texas is our new SEC brethren. But like you said, Ohio State's playing the best football I think they've played all year. That Michigan loss kind of lit a fire in them. And right now, Ohio State is my pick to win the national championship. We'll find that out tomorrow night when the clock strikes zero. But, Coach, I do appreciate you stepping in for Blake. He'll be back with us next week as we travel to Mumford High School.
Well, it's a lot of fun being with you tonight. I appreciate all you guys do, the radio station for us. And one thing I learned about doing Color Purdy tonight is I'm not going to give up my day job.
I think you did a good job. I think Blake listened to us tonight. He'll say you did a good job. And, you know, we'll put this thing online where you can go back and listen to it. And I think if people listen, they're going to say –
well,
you have a chance.
I just appreciate all you guys do for us, and top-notch radio station, and all you guys doing. We appreciate you very much. It was fun, and anything for the boys.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and we appreciate y'all listening to the early game tonight because of the weather tomorrow. Y'all stay warm, stay cool, and stay off the roads if you can. And good night. Go Wolves and War Eagle.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, Collier Motors, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan, Honda, and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Silicauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Silicauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Decent Insurance and Investments, Storage Nuts, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.